strings never win a race.
I don't know why.
Because they always tie.
It's time for Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
A piano. We are growing, done by Edith, right here on the Children's Hour. That's a song out of South Africa. It comes from a soundtrack of a 1980s TV series in South Africa called Shaka Zulu, and was a European sensation in the 80s when it was originally performed by Margaret Singana. This version is on Wowie Digital Music, and I'm Katie Stone, and you're listening to the Children's Hour, and we're here with a whole lot of kids. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Kodiak, the cat.
Hi, I'm Corbett.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Maya and Peyton.
I'm so glad you all could be with us. Thank you so much for joining us out there in listener land too. Today on the show, we're going to talk about running. How many of you are runners?
I am.
I run a lot.
I am.
Lily Mae, what do you like about running?
Well, I'm not on like a track team or anything, but I like to run for fun. And I'm on jump rope.
Oh, that's right. You're on a jump rope team. How about you, Cade? Tell us about your running.
I run at least a mile every day.
Wow, a mile.
I usually do more, though.
That is super cool. What do you get out of running, Cade? Why do you like it?
Well, one of the reasons I like running is it's not like flat out running. It's running really fast, seeing a rock or bench, and then jumping off of it as fast as I can. So it's also partially parkour. So like I'll get running and then just run up a tree or something. So that's also why I like it, because I like running up stuff and jumping off stuff and
parkour. Okay. Well, we'll put a link to parkour at childrenshour.org so you can learn more. Look for this episode, Running, and learn about our guests, who are extraordinary. All of our guests have been empowered somehow by their running. George Mendoza is a blind champion Olympic runner, as well as a painter. And he's the illustrator of a brand new book called Colors of the Wind. You'll hear that book today on the show, and George is one of our guests. We'll also meet kids and adults from Running Medicine. It's a project of the Native Health Initiative, and it brings people of all ages and abilities together to run at their own level. And we learn how that can benefit not only each participant, but the entire community. Then we meet a runner whose running is supporting and sustaining him as he runs in a different kind of way. He's running a campaign for a seat in Congress. We'll talk with Gabe Vasquez about running and how it's influenced his running. But first, this is Lori Berkner. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
I am a wild flower. I poke up through the grass. Every day I watch the children play as they go past. But when they aren't looking and no one else can see, I open up my
Lori Berkner right here on the Children's Hour. And I'm Katie Stone here with the kids crew. And with us is the man who illustrated the book Colors of the Wind, the story of blind artist and champion runner George Mendoza. And it's also his story. Welcome to the Children's Hour, George.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
George, you're blind, and that means you can't see, but you are a runner. So how do you not run into things? How does that work to be a blind runner?
Well, I want to start by saying I had sight until I was 15 years old, and I lost about 100% of my central vision, about 80% of my peripheral vision. So I have about 10% vision. And being in New Mexico, the sun is so bright that I'm able to see different shadows and shapes. So I'm able to run with my peripheral vision. However, in most of my track and field events, I ran with a sighted guide. The funny story about that is I was faster than my sighted guide.
You had to keep up with
you. It's hard to find somebody as fast as me. So I competed in 3 World Olympics, 76, 80, and 84. And I had the world record in the mile and half mile for 12 years. I was lucky enough to run with the New Mexico State Aggie track team. I practiced with them every day. And then also I had my own personal coach at the New Mexico School for the Visually Handicapped. But I've run into a lot of things, okay? I've run into hurdles when I don't have a sighted guide. And the funny story is I've run into a lot of rattlesnakes in the desert here. A lot, like over 100.
Yikes!
And a couple times, I think the kids will like this story. A couple times I saw something sliding along the desert road, and it was the first time this long distance runner became a high jumper. Okay. I jumped over like a 6-foot diamondback rattlesnake, but they've never bitten me. A couple rattle, but I wouldn't recommend being legally blind and jumping over 100 rattlesnakes in the desert.
Yeah, I would say that sounds a little scary. Now let's get back to peripheral vision so everyone understands just what that is. You can try this experiment at home. If you stare straight ahead at a point, but then you can see there's stuff on the sides. You're not looking straight at it. You can even bring your hands back and forth, sort of, all the way back by your ears, but then all the way forward again to the point that you're looking at. All that side space, that is your peripheral vision. It's your side vision, the vision you're not looking at straight on. The kids have a lot of questions for you, George.
Wait. They said you were also an artist?
Yes.
How do you paint when you're blind?
Okay, so again, like Katie explained, I have a little bit of vision. I paint very close to the canvas, so I'm able to see bright colors against a dark background. So most of my backgrounds are black, blues, browns, purples, and then with a thick piece of chalk, I would outline a circle for either a sunflower or a sun in the sky or an eye. And I would just trace that with bright primary colors. So like, your primary colors are red, yellow, and orange. And I would start tracing things with white and then fill it in with yellow, reds, and oranges.
Your work is really beautiful, and we're posting some of it to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Running.
What's the furthest you have ever gone at one time?
It was the marathon, 21 miles. Now, I know the marathon's 26, but that was the longest workouts I ever had. It was 21 miles.
Ooh, wait, 21 miles total?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I loved it, but that's when I saw a lot of my friends, the rattlesnakes, and then I found one place along the road coming into town where everybody knew I was coming, so they make iced tea or lemonade for me. It was tough, but it wasn't fast. It was long, slow distance, so I enjoyed that, and it was over rolling hills and then coming back on the frontage road. In those days, there was a dirt road. So I did that 9 months out of the year. I basically ran 60 to 100 miles a week, 9 months out of the year to get ready for nationals. And then when the Olympics came in June, I would mostly do swimming, little training on the track, but I would pretty much be ready to go for the Olympics in June. So I didn't run 100 miles a week. Probably took a month off and just did sprints on the track and did a lot of swimming to relax.
George Mendoza, you have written books, made paintings, and are a champion runner, all while being blind. What motivated you to keep going and keep making amazing things, even though it was really hard?
I think I learned that from my mom. When I went blind at 15, she goes, "You're not going to quit school. You're going to get an education. I'm not going to watch you sink or drown. You're going to learn how to swim." A lot of it's talent, too. And I've lived a very adventurous life between the Olympics and the art and lectures and books. I've traveled all over the world a couple times. The key for me is persistence. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. And my mom added a line. She said, "Quitting is not an option." I got to tell you, running, walking, hiking, and all that exercise keeps your mind clear and gives you happy thoughts. And just, I love what I do.
George Mendoza is an Olympic champion runner, an acclaimed painter, illustrator, author, and so much more. You can learn more about him at our episode page, running at childrenshour.org. George Mendoza, thanks so much for being with us today on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. It was fun.
You'll hear his latest, Colors of the Wind, the story of blind artist and champion runner George Mendoza, coming up on the Children's Hour.
Hey, everybody, lace up your shoes. The sun is coming up and the sky is blue. I'm gonna run. Don't know how, 'cause what matters most is what we do with now. Yeah, I'm gonna chase the sunshine, race to the finish line. I'm gonna give it all I got. Hey, hey, it's time to rock. I'm gonna chase the sunshine, race to the finish line. I'm gonna give it all. Sisters and my brothers, we gotta help one another. Let's chase the sunshine, race to the finish line. Let's give it all we got. Hey, hey, it's time to rock. I'm gonna chase the sunshine, race to the finish line. I'm gonna give
you're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrates cultural heritage from across the world. Plan your visit at moifa.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesars Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.